So are we not doing an introduction? So we're just gonna like use the introduction that we did, correct?
We could just play the theme music.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Ruminations with Gabby and Kevin. I'm Gabby.
I am Kevin.
And I'm neither of those people.
He is the guest. Who has not been named. If you've never met this person before, it's just the mysterious voice from Mike 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My name is actually Mike 3. No, it's not.
It's spelled P-H-R-E-E.
I'm Cameron. Hello.
Cameron McBroom.
He is podcast world. This is my first time podcasting.
Woo! Welcome to the
world. Not your first time on the radio. You had you've had 101 shows.
True, yeah.
Exactly 101 shows, mm-hmm. Which makes you sound like you were in some sort of trivia book. You know, 101 radio shows.
It's strange that you know that. I feel like you're like my
well, it was easy.
My number one fan.
No, it was easy because last show of your senior year was your 100th show, which yes. My last show of my senior year was also my 100th show. So it was like.
And this is episode 10 of the podcast. I just wanted to reject. So a lot of ones and zeros.
A lot of it's very binary.
Binary, yeah.
we're keeping in binary.
Yeah.
So, MC Broom, I understand that you have a topic for us.
Well, since I am a previous listener of the podcast, I know how things work around here.
He's listened since episode one.
True. So I have three tantalizing titles
Ooh.
That you can vote on.
Okay.
So it's sort of like a grab bag. You might be like pulled in by the title, but then you'll be like, man, I shouldn't have chosen this. It's a terrible topic.
Okay.
This is like Doug Loves Movies.
But all three can be terrible.
Okay.
And they probably are, so we'll see. But, topic number one, Candy in Strange Places.
Okay.
Which I can guarantee Ooh. Will not be as exciting as it sounds.
Okay. It does sound exciting, I have to admit.
This is, another Maori reference here, because this sounds like something that would make for a very entertaining episode of Maori.
Two is Of Smells and Snowflakes.
Ooh.
Did you spend more time thinking about the titles than you did?
A little bit, yeah,
and I
definitely.
I really like the alliteration.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
You said tantalizing topics, now smells and snowflakes.
Right?
I'm catching on.
Right?
I'm catching
okay,
on.
And the third one is Ben, Owen, Vernon, and Tom.
Ben Owen.
I know what I'm choosing.
I was gonna go with the candy in strange places.
I was gonna go smells and snowflakes. So I think.
Oh, why don't you, Cameron? Would you like to be the tiebreaker? Which one do you think is more exciting?
The tiebreaker.
You
okay,
know what
well,
the topics are.
So candy in strange places is more like something really quick that will probably burn out real fast. And then Of Smells and Snowflakes is something that's more like hefty, but might be more dull.
Well, wait a minute. Candy, okay, so it's a food, and so it could be used as like the appetizer portion.
Let's do it then.
We'll do candy as the appetizer,
okay.
And then we'll move on to Smells and
let's
Snowflakes.
Eat, let's get, have some candy before the main meal.
All right, so this
Which
is a
really,
terrible
idea, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a really trivial thing, but the other day.
You're in the right place.
The other day I was in Home Depot.
Okay.
Going to buy a hose, a garden hose. And as I was in the checkout line, I noticed the man in front of me had some candy wrappers that he had already eaten, like a Crunch Bar and like an Almond Joy or something else. And he was having the person scan these empty, floppy candy wrappers.
Really?
And then I was like, this is a Home Depot. Now, I realize that like candy is like a really big impulse buy.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it really bothers me when I see candy in a place that should not be selling candy.
It's
so
yeah.
Home Depot... Best Buy sells a lot of candy.
Yeah.
JCPenney sells candy, right?
JCPenney. And, like, there's also, like, the weird, like, I think there's, like, a tier below all of these. But, you know, if you go to, like, the movie theater or, like, a barber shop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many barber shops you go to, Gabby. But there's always that, like, maligned glass container in the back. It usually sells Runtz. And it's all the candy looks really stale. And you're like, who buys this?
Okay.
Do they really have to ever replenish this candy? I feel like these Runtz have probably been here since, like, 1974.
Yeah, they actually start their... It's like the water cycle, but with Runtz, yeah. You know? It's like they evaporate and then they reform. And
no, I don't want to judge anyone from impulse buying candy because candy is a great thing.
And it's also 10 cents.
But also,
usually.
Like, I feel like you can go a step above buying your candy at Home Depot. Like, have some respect for yourself. Go to Publix. It's, like, right next door.
Well, no, what's getting me about that is not only that he was buying candy at Home Depot.
He ate it while he was shopping.
He couldn't even
right?
wait. He couldn't
yeah.
wait. He was so hungry. You know what I can understand somebody buying in Home Depot that is edible?
What?
Gatorade. Because
well, yeah, because you're probably like working outside.
You're working
you're
outside.
Yeah, you need
stuff.
To fuel up.
I've bought Gatorade at a Home Depot before, actually. Okay. And it was during
that's not a cardinal sin. That's
no,
fine.
And it was during a period where I was putting in a lot of mulch. I was mulching.
I had actually just mulched the day before I went to this Home Depot.
You're in a very
weird.
I feel like you've just, it's the minute you graduated, you turned 55. You're just like, let's start gardening.
Garden hose, mulch.
Part of me feels 55. Yeah, I don't know.
You can't drive 55.
I can't.
And because you're 55, you love that song.
And I can't get discounts on movie tickets.
Mm. Wah, wah.
So all the bad parts about being 55 and none of the juicy benefits.
You could still get discounts on movie tickets. All you need to do is just give a ton of plasma. No. Blood plasma.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like
I just pretend I'm 11.
I feel like that could actually almost work.
It has worked.
So they say this 11-year-old is here to see the Hurt Locker all by herself. I don't know why she's the Hurt Locker, but something terribly grisly.
I'm here to see Nymphomaniac, please.
The one theater that's still showing the Hurt Locker because it's that good.
Yeah. It won the Academy Award, right?
It did. Yeah. Yeah. Because as we know, the Academy Award winner for Best Picture always goes to the Best Picture of the Year. I'm looking at you, Best Picture of the Year, Crash.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Hey, it was an inspiring story that led to a very entertaining parody from The Office. It did, didn't it?
I don't know.
I didn't watch it.
It was that. Okay. I think it was.
I've seen every Office episode.
This is not going to be very helpful, but it came out right around the time that Slumdog Millionaire came out.
Yeah,
right.
that's not too helpful.
Oh, are you thinking of the
when Holly was? It was when Holly was there.
Oh, never mind. I thought you were thinking of when Kelly hosts the Indian birthday party.
No, Michael
proposes to his girlfriend.
Oh,
that's a terrible episode.
It really is.
I mean, it's great, but it's super awkward. It's fantastic.
No, it's they have to go to like a corporate retreat. I think it's the one where Jim and Pam find out that Pam is pregnant, but they have to do like a presentation on Dunder Mifflin, and they choose to do it as a parody of Slumdog Millionaire.
I saw it, and they all watch it on the screen.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw that one.
Okay. I feel like I'm like, I really wanted that joke to land. So I'm just like, okay, I need to explain this whole premise.
It has landed.
Okay. So now that we've sated our palates with some candy in some very, very bizarre places.
What was the second one?
Smells and snowflakes.
Oh, smells and snowflakes. All right. This is like a very broad thing. Something I've noticed.
Okay.
My whole life.
Okay.
But you ever notice how every person / place has its own unique smell?
I don't mean this person has
BO today, or like, oh, like you lit candles in your apartment or whatever. No, it's like, it's not a good or bad smell.
It's just a perfectly neutral.
It's just a specific smell associated with.
But it delineates things. Like you walk in your car and you're like, this just smells like my car.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, but I think the time that you notice it most, whenever you go and you sleep at someone else's
place,
or you go to like a hotel or something and you lie down on the pillow and you take that first breath and you're like, your brain's like, what the hell? This is not my pillow.
my reaction whenever I went into a friend's house when I was a kid was like, how do they live like this?
Yeah, right? It must smell like this all the time. And I used to think that like, oh, well, it must be they just use a different detergent. But there's not that many detergents, though. I always thought
it was the detergent, the specific one. But yeah, no, it's definitely, I think it's a combination of multiple factors.
Yeah, like probably 30% of people like buy Tide or something.
And here's
like
the thing, I've switched brands of detergent many times. I just buy whatever's cheapest. Mm-hmm. But whenever I'm gone from my own house for a long time, I'll go and I'll be like, oh yeah, the smell of my house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't change depending on me changing brands of detergent.
No,
yeah, I don't know.
It's just like a combination
it's
of
just
the
a weird thing.
Materials,
I don't know,
your own smell that sort of seeps into the space. No, but I definitely have like strong associations between smells, and even and it has happened to me like right now at this age that I've smelled someone and it just brings me back to like preschool. It's like, this is like the smell of my
like
preschool headmistress
like
or like
intense.
There are some really evocative smells for me, and this is going to sound so weird and it's not very healthy. But whenever I'm in the stairwell of my apartment building and somebody has smoked a cigarette within the previous day, that is a super nostalgic smell.
No way. The smell of
a stale cigarette in a wet...
In the rain.
Yeah. Stale cigarettes in a wet stairwell is just very, like, it's just very childhoodish to me.
Really?
I didn't realize that that's what it was until a long time ago, but I was just like, that's what I think of hallways is smelling like. Is smelling
from
like
all the... All the cigarettes you smoked in your youth.
I've overcome a lot.
You've come a long way, Kevin.
I sound like this, but
just
I'm actually
reading,
11.
Reading Jack Kerouac in like the third grade hallway, like skipping class.
I had my first leather jacket when I was 6. I learned how to drive when I was 5. I drove a Chevy Corvair because they were unsafe.
All the way to California.
Exactly. I went to Ralph Nader's front doorstep just to flick him off. Is that something that Jack Kerouac would do or no?
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, did Jack Kerouac's life ever overlap with Ralph Nader's? I mean, probably, but like, not in a significant period of time.
They probably met each other at a party and traded quiches.
Traded quiches?
Why? Yeah, so I'm picturing this is a party like where there are mini quiches.
I think you're going too far with this. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just trying to picture the very amicable. No, they probably met in Gore Vidal's house.
I don't know who that is.
Gore Vidal? He's like a intellectual from the mid-2000s. He had one of those very patrician accents, you know, the very upper class. And he was a character in the novel A Separate Piece was based on him.
I knew
that. Yeah, I didn't either.
There's a bunch of Simpsons jokes about him. Cameron, you would appreciate that. You probably didn't get them.
Probably not, no. I knew them the Simpsons, though.
He frequently debated William F. Buckley Jr., which is another...
Oh, nice. Of the National Review.
Yeah, he was the complete opposite of William F. Buckley Jr. He's the sort of person who, up until he died, like, a couple years ago, would still get mad at Phyllis Schlafly. Although, who wouldn't get mad at Phyllis Schlafly?
Still holding on in the grudge.
Darn Phyllis Schlafly. But what are some of the most distinctive smells that you've grown fondly attached to, Cameron? It's a complicated question.
I can only think of like smells that I really enjoy. I used to play tennis a lot. I don't play tennis a lot anymore, but
the balls.
When you open a can of tennis balls, it smells really good. Yeah, it's the best. I don't know what else.
There's a particular basket that they sell at IKEA that I had to move a lot, and.
Yeah, we've touched upon it. I've
mentioned this on the podcast before, but there's a basket that smells just like Fig Newtons.
I want to comment because when you said smells and snowflakes, I was like, oh my God, is he going to mention
this? You thought it was like, going to be like Christmassy, right?
Wait, no, because I've talked about this before, not on the podcast, but just in conversation. This happens to me like cold places. I don't know
they
if it's
smell
just
different.
Yeah. I get this. Sometimes I smell carrots. This is so weird. Like, I don't know.
It's the reindeer.
No, like cold air sometimes, like cold mountain air. I take a deep breath and I feel like I can taste carrots in my mouth when I'm smelling that. It's like, it's so weird. But it's happened to me and it actually happened to me here recently. And I was like so taken aback because I was like, this isn't a cold place. Like it usually happens when I go to Colorado, or maybe it's like this time of year that my mouth just starts to taste like carrots all of a sudden when I like inhale deeply.
I mean,
it's super weird. Does anyone have this issue?
You could do worse.
You could do much worse. And
no, carrots is nice. I love carrots. So I'm good. I'm good tasting carrots.
I was about to say, let's be honest. If there was one person in the world who would hallucinate root vegetables, it would probably be you.
It would be me. Yeah. But I was hoping.
Particularly orange root vegetables.
Exactly. Particularly the orange ones. I was hoping that Cameron would be like, yeah, carrots, do you ever like smell
no,
cold?
Never
yeah,
happened
no.
To me.
Okay.
I do
I'm
think
sorry.
That cold
I was hoping to bond with someone over this.
Cold air smells much different than warm air though.
I think. It smells so much nicer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very crisp,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what I
carrots
love?
Are kind of crisp. I don't know why
you know
it's
what's
tastes...
a weird so what's a weird pleasure
with crisper. Yeah.
A weird pleasure with that is, you know, in Costco, how they have the cold like refrigerated area, but it's like an entire room that's just like 50 degrees. I love which I don't know what that's 11, I think, Celsius.
It's cold. It's
yeah.
what I know, cuz anything below 70 Fahrenheit is cold to me.
Miami, ladies and gentlemen. but no, there's that room in Costco. And my mom was always, when I was growing up and we went to Costco, she's like, I never want to go in there. It's too cold. It's like, I'll go in the lettuce room. Because I just liked being in there and feeling like I was cold and finding, you know, organic lettuce surrounding me.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not an avid Costco shopper.
No.
You wouldn't have a lot of places to put the food, I don't think.
What do you mean? Like
the storage.
Well, because you have to buy in bulk.
You have to buy in bulk.
I don't like buying bulk because it just stresses me out. I feel like I like to buy little things because I know that I'll get tired of it and then want to like switch things up. And I feel like if I buy a lot of stuff at once, I'm going to be like, oh, I have to consume this one like quickly. I don't know. I feel like when I have too much of something, I need to go through it quickly.
It turns into like an Iron Chef challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a whole heap of.
Exactly. I'll just have
it's
to.
It's like chopped.
Okra or something.
Yeah. I just
I had bought some cabbage like a really long time ago. Like this was like beginning of November that I threw out
the cabbage period
yesterday. because I was like, I can't eat this. This is going to make me explode.
Cabbage does do that.
Yeah, especially like that old. It's like a month old already.
Was it red cabbage?
No, it was white cabbage.
Okay, because red cabbage would be even worse. Okay. Just boil some red cabbage.
Woo! Okay, yeah, no.
Yeah, but no, living in a condo, there's much less applications for Costco, but... And I grew up in a house, as I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. First time we ever went to Costco, my parents bought this thing of marinated mushrooms that was like the size of my head. And we had a party just because of that thing, because we realized there's no way we're going to use this unless we have a party.
So it's good. Costco, you know, what is it? It fosters a community.
It does.
Gathering.
And the free samples do. I love the free samples. I love running around the Costco and getting all the free samples. I've mentioned this before.
And you're just that guy, the free samples guy.
I'm the overly excited guy. You know, there's like they're waiting for the new ones to come out, and there's just this sad looking group of people who just kind of give each other the side eye. It's like, oh, that's the kind of person I am right now. The person who takes a minute out of their day to wait for the free samples to be refreshed at Costco. Well, you hear just the kindly old lady spiel there. You know, it's like, they're $10.95. They're in the freezer section right behind me.
The mopey old lady in the hairnet.
Exactly. Yeah. That's. I feel like that's the children's book you're writing. The mopey old lady in the hairnet.
No, I haven't worked on any children's books, actually, since I've graduated. Mm. Not that I intended to. No.
Oh, I was going to say, did you previously work on any children's books?
No, never, yeah.
I was hoping to extract some information.
And I don't intend to.
Okay.
It's a very easy thing to write. I feel like that's like the stupidest celebrity thing where it's like, I'm going to write a children's book. Mm-hmm. And that means like, I want to make money, but I don't want to try hard at all at it. Because they don't even draw them usually.
Yeah,
they just write a very simple story.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll spend an hour and write something about a pig. And then the smiling pig who learned how to walk or something like that.
Yeah.
Give me my millions.
What other...
Okay.
Interesting topics that we have.
Yeah. Now, I understand that we have some listener suggestions.
We do, but I also have some updates that I want to do. Should we go through that?
Okay, yeah, because I did updates during two episodes ago. I did my updates, so you need to do your updates.
Things on past shows that you're coming back to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I had spoken about, we talked about glitter in a past episode,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to mention, ladies and gentlemen, that glitter beards are a thing on Instagram now.
Not for me.
Ew.
So, yeah.
I never wanted to hear that sentence in the interview.
Just letting you know that glitter in the hair, I don't know, it's picked up, it's taken off, so maybe someone should consider hiring me as a trend forecaster. I don't know, I'm just saying. I spoke about it
before. It's also weird because I'm thinking of like the other use of the word beard. Do you know the other use of the word beard? A beard is a term in the gay community for a woman who poses as a gay man's wife so that they can pass as straight.
That's like a weird cover-up scenario, yeah.
So I'm like, gosh. Is a glitter beard an overly flamboyant beard?
Maybe. It could also be another gay term that I'm just not familiar with.
A beard that blows their cover, basically? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Glitter beards, because I don't want the literal thing to be true.
It is true, though. Like, if you look up, it's an Instagram hashtag. Thankfully, especially so far, during the holidays.
I'm avoiding that.
Just, yeah,
corner of
keep
Instagram.
Avoided.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking about with glitter beards? It's, you know, when you see an artificial Christmas tree that has fake snow on it?
It's just always, it's like dandruff, you know, but it's glitter dandruff.
It's glitter dandruff.
On the beard. Ew. Who wants that? Imagine like eating and then it just like spills on your food. You're eating glitter.
That's so hard to wash out.
That's a very Lady Gaga thing that she's just kind of sad that she doesn't naturally have glittery dandruff.
Yeah. Does she have dandruff?
I'm sure Lady Gaga has dandruff. I've never seen Lady Gaga in one of those commercials. You know,
can we please make this like the subtitle of our podcast, Lady Gaga? I'm sure Lady Gaga has dandruff.
I'm sure.
Is there a terrible celebrity
in which we
rumor?
Question.
No, because the weird thing about this is, you know how...
Of all the rumors we could have come up with.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but have you noticed that certain celebrities, they'll be in, like, commercials about,
yeah,
like skin
proactive.
It's exactly what I'm thinking of. Like, I'm
Neutrogena.
Adam Levine. I'm Adam Levine, but I'm not actually perfect. I have terrible acne that you've never seen.
That and, somehow I've managed to conceal perfectly.
And Dandruff commercial, like, Troy Polamalu, he had a long time...
Did he?
Association with Head & Shoulders.
Oh, yeah, because he certainly had the mane for it.
Yeah. And I guess he had dandruff, maybe.
I mean, with a luscious mane like that and the helmet on all day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of creates an
Did they use the word luscious mane to actually describe his hairdo? Because they should have.
I don't think so. I don't think the NFL community would latch on to luscious mane.
Luscious mane?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
But there's a lot of luscious manes in the NFL community. Are you kidding me?
There's a few.
They're vibrant. They flourish there.
That's true.
In fact, most of the quarterbacks, I think, would be improved by having a luscious mane. Why Joe Flacco has been having trouble. No luscious mane.
No, it's so the whole ACL tear didn't have anything to do with it.
No, well, what do you think?
he needs a new hairdo. It'll be new.
I know
your knee is hanging by a thread, but all you need to do is grow your hair out.
You just need more hair.
I need to do a very misleading graph that links hair length with ACL tears, and I would bet you
correlate that.
Yeah, there's probably a correlation because you know the hair, it has roots and the roots go all the way down to the tendons. To your knee tendons.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Keeps them sturdy.
Did Troy Polamalu ever have an ACL problem?
Not that I know of. Maybe.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
He played forever.
Just kept the main.
Exactly. We could try it with baseball players, too, see if it leads to Tommy John surgery. I'm just going to get preemptive Tommy John surgery because I do not have a luscious mane.
Just in case.
just in case I start baseball. And just in case I become a pitcher for some reason, I should just get Tommy John surgery right now.
As a preventative measure.
But still, Lady Gaga probably does have dandruff.
Okay. Yeah, who knows? Probably.
Second update?
More updates. I don't know if I should even be mentioning this, but...
Please do.
Mustard brand. I had told you that the mustard brand... I actually looked it up, what mustard brand I bought.
It was Grey Poupon, right?
Grey Poupon. That's wrong. Incorrect. But it's very misleading because the jar that it comes in is exactly the same shape, but the brand I buy is Maille. Maille.
I didn't know there was another tea challenge.
There's another one.
I just use Publix.
And I realized that because I was looking through, I looked at the Grey Poupon when I was buying it. I was like, this isn't the one I buy because it has added sugar in it. Mustard shouldn't have sugar in it. So I didn't get that.
I just add my own.
Get it together, Grey Poupon. Get that sugar out of there.
Get it out, yeah.
Hashtag
save money on ingredients
Dijon.
As well. Yeah. Hashtag save Dijon. Yeah, I like that hashtag.
We need to like, how would you get the sugar out?
Why do they even add it? I don't get it. Whatever.
I need to stop sugaring my sandwiches because I was always...
Adding extra? Supplementing it?
Yeah, usually what I do is
This Dijon needs more sugar.
Isn't that what you always think, right? When you're eating mustard, is it sweet enough? You know?
So yeah, I did that this morning. I was making myself a sandwich this morning and, you know, I put on my two slices of rosemary ham.
A morning sandwich? Oh, for later on?
No, it was a morning sandwich. Oh. It was the first meal of the day and it was a ham sandwich.
A breakfast sandwich?
Do you think that's weird? That's totally
ham,
normal
ham
to
sandwiches
me.
For breakfast.
I don't think it's weird, but like... It's a bit weird.
I mean, you don't think it's weird, but yeah.
But a little bit. Like, I mean, it sounds good, but I don't...
What's wrong with a ham sandwich for breakfast?
I just don't eat, like, a lot, like, a very hefty meal in the morning.
Okay, so...
I always do something like...
I'm fresh out of pastelitos.
Like a bowl of raisin bran or, like, a banana.
So what I...
So you are 55.
I am 55.
Colon blow. You just get some straight colon blow in there.
Although I did have bananas.
What's wrong with raisin bran and bananas?
No, there's
delicious.
Nothing wrong with that. It okay. actually is delicious. And the raisins add a nice chew to the crunch of the raisin bran?
This also
serves as an update, too, because as I've mentioned in a previous podcast, I definitely thought that there was a period I would switch to adult cereal and it would be like this
Has
big
it
a moment.
Happened?
No.
Okay.
No, I still love I still that. Love the same cereals I did when I was a kid.
Okay.
Why would I stop eating... Honey
so
Nut
do
Cheerios.
I, but I feel like ridiculous eating them. Like I don't want to eat Captain Crunch, Berry Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
Well, I love the
like
things.
It's not a serious cereal.
There are not many cereals.
Serious cereal.
Yeah. There are not many cereals that are crossovers, but the ones that are perfect. Like Honey Nut Cheerios, you can give to a kid, but it's also serious enough for an adult.
Yeah.
Mm. Same with Rice Krispies.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
No, Honey Bunches of Oats is definitely an old person cereal.
Well, because the commercial is all old people.
It's all just old people in
hairnets. Who work in the factory. Like, I love the cereal
the
that I make.
You know what's a weird subset of that? Do you remember the commercials for, I think, Fruit Roll-Ups? So the ones who did these commercials. But do you remember the
Where
commercials?
The kids work in the factory.
Why are there no factories like this? Why is there no, like,
Wait,
child labor
please,
is amazing?
Is
isn't
this
it?
An old commercial that I just missed?
Yeah.
Oh, you missed the Fruit Roll-Ups factory commercial?
Yeah,
oh.
I'm going to have to look that up.
So, yeah, there's this whole series of
commercials. I mean, it wasn't that great, but it was...
No, but it's just a weird idea of, like, there's this whole series of commercials about the Fruit Roll-Ups factory, which was run entirely and staffed entirely by kids.
To me,
but
that
it wasn't
the weird part. The weird part was that their manager was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be, like, kind of okay, but also, like, against the law if it was, like, some roll-up executive who was, like, yes, child labor. But no, it was, like, all these kids, working for another child. That was the weird part.
It's a little weird. I mean, I'd love to see just like the when they get busted by the feds and just OSHA is just like, we have no clue how we didn't notice this. How a nationwide brand is entirely like, but they're not like, it's not like dismal child labor. It's not sweatshop labor.
They seem happy doing it. Yeah.
They probably get benefits.
I mean, who wouldn't? Like, it's a fruit.
Can you just imagine that this
fruit roll up?
I'm just imagining the kid who works at the fruit roll up factory just having very sensible reasons for working there. It's like, well, they have a defined benefit pension plan that's really nice, and I get, you know, 2 weeks off a year for vacation and
free tongue tattoos.
Free tongue tattoos. Yeah. You know, ever since I married Janice, you know, I just because of course if they work at a factory,
Janice.
They also have like little child.
They have younger children.
Lives. Yeah,
they have younger children. It's a 9-year-old who somehow he has a 5-year-old, but he's a 9-year-old.
Weird.
All right,
this is getting weird.
Let's not get too far into that scenario.
Okay, well, the commercial left it open.
It did.
Okay, so now that we've talked about something a little bit odd, maybe we should transition into the listener requests.
Listener requests.
Do we know who these listeners are? Are they going to be?
Yeah, it's actually a single
remain
listener.
Remain anonymous.
I don't know if he wishes to remain anonymous. You already know it's a he. So I'm just going to call him Mr. R. You know who you are.
Mr. R.
Mr. R, you know who you are. That's a good kid show name.
Oh, yeah.
It'd come right after Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Ryan Reynolds. Rex Ryan.
Oh.
It's one of those two people, isn't it?
It's neither.
Okay, never mind. All right.
Shout out to Rex Ryan.
But,
no, man.
This is one of the questions.
I almost broke the FCC policy, sorry.
I almost cursed
out Rex Ryan, but I caught myself, yeah.
Good.
But isn't it working?
He knows when, yeah.
He knows what he did.
He knows
that he backed into Cameron's car.
Oh, ow.
Wow, no, that would right.
Okay.
He keyed your car.
Listener question. I have an answer to this already because I already, you know, had time to think about it, but how do you weird people out on a day-to-day basis? And my answer to that was, I'm going to read it because I texted that to him. Oh, that's easy. You just do the things you do when you're alone in public.
Oh, yeah. I sometimes forget right? that I'm in public and then I do those things.
But, like, what are things that you would do to just weird people out? Or things that you have done and people have just been like, are you crazy?
Speak my mind.
Yeah.
It's really scary in there. It's kind of like, you know the part of like, you know the part of the basement you just don't go in that often that's just kind of like wet and damp and it's got all the weird boxes?
I've never had a basement. So.
Oh,
neither have I.
Okay, you know the weird part of the crawl space that you don't really go into that much in your attic?
Yes, I knew I'd done that, but yeah.
Where there's probably like, you know, I don't know, daddy long legs in there and the boxes are all musty and there might be a valuable baseball card in there, but you know, most of it is just a little weird. Yeah. That is all of my mind.
Yeah. I went to that part of my mind yesterday night.
Mm.
I can tell you that cause I was very frustrated with work, but let's not talk.
You just decided to reminisce in the attic like you're Clark Griswold.
No. Do you want me to tell you what happened? I'm just going to paint a sad picture for everyone right now. So it was nighttime.
Cue sad piano music.
Cue sad piano music, please. The world's tiniest violin playing right now. Can you hear that? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it was raining. It was storming last night. Like the lightning was super cool, but I got caught in the rain, and I was walking all the way across campus, and my shoes. I was wearing mesh shoes that got soaked all the way through, and my feet were. Cold.
Were you wearing socks?
I was wearing socks, and they just soaked up all that water. It was awful.
Top three worst things of all time, wet socks.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah, and then the rain was coming in at an angle that just got, you know, I was just wet. I felt like a sad, wet dog by the time I entered my building, and the AC was just blasting. It was so cold in there, and I was just shivering. So the first thing I did when I got home was run the hot water and take a hot shower.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was showering, I just cracked. Like I was showering in a pool of my own. I may as well not have turned on the tap because I was just crying.
I'm picturing you crying like a stereotypical woman in an anime where, you know, the tears just kind of come out the side of their face.
They well up and start sparkling a lot.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Except it was much sadder. I was just like, I just kind of like crawled into myself. Like I just... I felt awful. I wanted to like disappear into another dimension.
I'm sorry to hear that. I also feel bad for your cat. I feel like your cat just didn't know what to make of this.
I feel really bad for him because he was aware that he wanted to get in the shower with me.
No, he didn't.
He did. He actually went into it and I was like, Doodle, you don't like this. And I turned the water on and he didn't like it. But while I was showering, he was just like, he just curled up into a ball on the floor mat outside the shower. And he was just there while I was just crying and talking out loud about like just talking to myself, like trying to comfort myself while I was crying. It was just a weird time.
Can you imagine if that happened while these mics were on?
What, me crying? And
yeah, it just would have been the weirdest episode of this podcast
that
ever.
Would have
the
been,
intervention episode.
You would have probably been like, there's something wrong with this girl. That's a way to weird people out, to do that in public.
Yeah, to just be completely emotionally honest with yourself and just tell everybody your deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, that's why I save that for the shower. That's where that goes. Cleanse off your, just cleanse your soul, cleanse your body, cleanse your mind, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to share that.
And I feel like most of your activities, other than the crying, were just standing there and being, the back side of me is now cold, and then turning around, and then just standing there and going, now the front side of me is cold. You turn around again.
No, I was just engulfed in like steam at that point. It was all good.
Setting off the fire alarms, not even caring.
Just crying.
How do you weird people out, Cameron?
I don't know. I feel like I don't have anything that holds a candle to these.
Really?
I don't know.
You could just, nothing I mean, weird, again, like, there's a lot of parts.
Well, as people that I've interacted with before, how have I weirded you out in the past?
I don't think you have.
No?
Nothing really. Nothing especially. I mean, there's aspects of your personality that if you played them up,
would be strange.
You, like, probably. For example, you really like egg salad.
I do love egg salad.
And you like egg salad sandwiches.
Does that weird you out?
Yeah, no.
That's not weird,
though. No, but if you were just overly passionate about it, like if you kept bringing it up, if you're just like, oh my God, egg salad sandwiches, yes. And just like worshipped them a little bit before
I don't do that, though. So
no.
No,
you usually mention that you like an egg salad sandwich before you eat it, but not like, not too much.
I know you're very excited about it before
But I feel like if you let it on for like 2 to 3 more paragraphs before you ate, like if you like give a sermon or something and.
Oh, that would be awful because you're just excited to eat that egg salad and you're just talking.
And
you
I can have talk to, before, yeah.
No,
I don't want to talk it
you
up.
You don't want it. You just want to get
I want
it.
The egg salad in my mouth.
getting a little angry at people who are not as passionate, not happy for you that you're eating egg salad. I have some egg salad now. I have some in the fridge.
Nice. I'm glad. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah. I just used up the ham. So now the next sandwiches, they're going to be egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, another update. Kevin, I told you in one episode that not just you. I
not
told
just me.
Everyone that listens to this podcast that I usually buy egg whites and not the whole egg. I realized that the egg white container costs the same as a dozen eggs. So I was like,
You can
just
split them yourself.
The egg whites from
I just bought the egg and I'm like, I paid for this thing. I'm going to eat the whole egg.
It's so good.
I mean, it is good.
The yolk
is
delicious.
It is. Yeah, I've warmed up to it.
She only had her omelets with egg whites and I'm like, that's not a way
to
live.
It was like a binder for all the other things.
Yeah, but you know what's an even better binder? The whole egg.
Yeah, and now I cook them sunny side up and it's so nice.
Yes, okay.
Oh my God, you've come around.
I've come around. I feel so proud of myself.
Get some toast. And when you have like all that
runny
yolk,
scoop
it up.
That's what I did.
Oh, so good. God. 10 out of 10, the best.
And I also added a little spinach just to like green it up a little, feel good about myself.
Gabby, I'm sorry in advance for this, but it needs to.
Throw some Tabasco on.
Apparently she hates applause.
I don't like the sound.
Did you have
of
like a
applause?
Really bad experience at like a concert hall or something?
No, but every time at the end of concerts, like when they start clapping and it goes on for too long, it just something happens that it really bothers me. Like it reverberates inside my cranium. I don't know, something weird.
I have
happens.
That with Velcro.
Really? You don't like the sound of Velcro?
I hate the sound of Velcro. And when I was in elementary school, like I went to buy a new pair of shoes with my dad, and for some reason I got a pair of Velcro shoes, and that was awful because I had
every
Velcro on my own shoes, and I hated the sound of it. It was terrible. That was a bad year.
Oh no! And see, here's like shoes with Velcro. To me, are like the coolest thing. It's like, yeah,
that would be a great way to weird people out too. Would just be to have Velcro shoes just to start. Be a 22-year-old male with Velcro
probably,
shoes,
yeah,
but then get super weirded out by them every time you open it closed. I'm like,
maybe. Maybe yelling at other people to not use Velcro, maybe that's how I weird people out.
Yeah.
I had done that in the past. I'm like, do not turn that Velcro in front of me. Like, please just go somewhere else.
One of my friends in high school was afraid of corduroy.
No way! I love corduroy.
Corduroy's really cool.
She was afraid of corduroy, and I didn't.
I feel like you can't wear a lot of corduroy here because it's too warm.
I grew up in a slightly colder area.
Also, velvet pants. It was anyone.
She was also afraid of velvet and velour.
Right, because it's similar.
The same thing. But
so
no,
weird.
So one day it was the winter, and I needed to dress up, so I wore a corduroy suit. And I didn't realize that
owned a corduroy suit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, not intentionally, but I owned a corduroy jacket and a corduroy pants that were the exact same color. So I bought them at separate times, but they were from the same store, so they were the same pattern.
Same shade and everything?
The same pattern, yeah.
Wow.
So I could wear
it was a patterned corduroy suit?
Well, I mean, corduroy in effect is a pattern, isn't it?
Well, it's usually the same pattern.
But it's the same pattern.
It was the same lines.
But no, since it came from the same store, it was the same fabric as the moral of the story.
Okay, I get you.
But I wore it as a suit, and I forgot that I sat next to her during a class, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like, just
sitting there. When was this?
This was senior year of high school.
Wow. That's very, like, Napoleon Dynamite of you, full corduroy suit.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was subtle because
was it a camel color?
I did have camel colored corduroy pants, but not
camel colored corduroy. Great.
I have a camel hair jacket that I got from Goodwill for like $10, and it's amazing.
Camel hair, like actual camel hair. Cool.
It's the things you find at Goodwill.
Sound amazing. Yeah.
It's good. Will. Oh, and another
Will Hunting.
Another update. This is from my brother. Now, during Thanksgiving, the talk of the town was this podcast at the table because everybody
I'm blushing.
I didn't have to say anything because everybody already knew things that I've said. But my brother gave us an episode idea, and he said, here's what we need to do, and I want to propose this to you live on the air.
Let's do it.
He said, you need to get each other out of your respective comfort zones. So here's what you need to do.
I'm getting anxious.
Half of the episode needs to be Gabby taking you to a sushi restaurant and just eating whatever she has.
Okay.
And the other half needs to be...
You have to bring a mic to the sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
We're going to have to mic that up.
Other half would be me bringing you to a Taco Bell. And just,
that's good. Oh my god, I thought you were gonna put me on the spot here. Like,
you were so nervous, like you had to do this. No matter what he was gonna propose, like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, I can do that. I can go to Taco Bell.
Whereas I go to a sushi restaurant and just give.
Wait, so you don't like sushi?
I do. Like,
I will admit, I'm not really a fan of sushi.
Okay,
no but I never had a lot of sushi. Okay. Like, I've had American sushi.
I haven't had a ton of.
So both of you need to come to the sushi restaurant. It's a great place.
I feel like part of it that
you'll be taken care of.
Here's the thing:
you're in good hands.
Okay, I have a weird thing with sushi in that the part that I'm sketched out with the sushi
isn't the seaweed wrap.
No, it's actually the rice. It's actually
the seaweed wrap for you.
Yeah,
it's actually the rice.
No, I don't know. It's weird.
It's the rice for me. Yeah, when I go to sushi restaurants, I always get sashimi, which means I'm completely fine with the raw fish part of it. Like
just don't get any maki or any nigiri.
No, the idea is expand.
But here's the thing, though. There are certain things that I really cannot put in my body because of my existing condition.
You'll cry in the shower about it, or
no, my IBS.
Hmm.
So if it's like too spicy, I can't deal with that. I mean, I could deal with it, but I'll have to run out real quick.
I feel you. I've been there.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
No, I feel
irritable bowels.
I feel.
You have it too.
I mean, probably.
Okay. I feel like being at the University of Miami. It's just a required.
No.
You're required
to have it.
Yeah. I don't. Get that from spicy foods. People always make that joke about, like, for example, they say that with Taco Bell or things like that or anything spicy, they're like, oh, that's gonna be bad. I've never had that happen to
me.
You
know what, actually, for some reason, what makes me really, really feel really bad after? Brownies. Not cake. Just
what is in those brownies?
I think when they're too fudgy. I don't know what it is, what they put in it.
Great use of the word fudgy in the context of the conversation.
It just really, like, it hits me real hard. As do baby back ribs. Oh, I love a good
baby back ribs.
So you just cannot go to Flanagan's.
And barbecue sauce. They are so delicious.
Barbecue sauce.
But yeah, they'll
hit me
like a
Chili's commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, let's not get into that. Let's not get into the gastrointestinal.
Is there another topic that we have?
There's plenty.
There are plenty.
There are plenty more. But actually, another listener request.
Another listener request?
Should we go into that or should we go to Kevin's topics?
I want to hear the other listener request.
Okay, so the other listener request.
Because I feel like we need to do some fan service here. Not in like the creepy way, but like, you know.
Okay, yeah. Not, yeah.
not in like the anime way, but in like the, you know, answering the questions way.
Yeah, just answer the questions, do your thing. Yeah, I got you. So this is from the same person. And it's, what's your favorite or what is the most celebrated holiday in the U.S.? So he's not from the U.S.
Okay, that narrows it down.
And
sorry.
Yeah. So he says, I know
Raspy Kevin.
I know the three this time of year are Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Call me Satchmo, I guess.
And I had a cat named Satchmo. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
And two of those.
Oh, that's okay. No, well, a long time ago.
Okay. And two of those are never really celebrated where he's from. So he's
I'm assuming Christmas is the one that's celebrated.
Which two? Halloween and Thanksgiving. Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. He was just curious about holidays in the U.S. And I feel like there's a lot of holidays that are...
not celebrated elsewhere?
Yeah. That are just very specific. And also, I think there's also a lot of weird holidays that you just find out about randomly. Like, it's National Donut Day.
Okay, I hate
it's
that. Yeah. I hate the new every day is a National Something Day.
Hate it. Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
Your dog isn't... be nice to your dog every day. Why doesn't he
eat
National
donuts
Dog
whenever
Day?
You want to.
The worst,
exactly.
The worst is the ones that actually have cards. Like, nobody has a card for National Donut Day, but I've seen Target try and sell me cards for Bosses Day.
Bosses Day.
Okay, but like, if you're in like a professional workplace, it's like kind of a big deal.
I guess.
Or like Nurses Appreciation Week. Like, if you're in a hospital, it's like that's a big deal.
No, you know what? You know what Nurses Appreciation Week should be? It should be 52 weeks of the year.
True. That's hard work.
Politician Kevin pandering to the nurses crowd.
they do amazing work.
Let's not belittle nurses.
But I want to hear about what your favorite
as opposed to our next episode, which is entirely about belittling nurses.
Nurses, yeah.
So on holidays, what do you? And there's another thing. I'm not gonna single him out, but
she said to single him out.
Is he
a nurse?
Is he bigger or smaller than Redbox?
No. What's Redbox?
A bread box.
Yeah.
So think of a box that fits a loaf of bread.
No, I mean, he's definitely bigger than Redbox.
For sure.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, actually, we're talking about an imaginary friend here. No, just kidding. Okay. This is a real person.
His name's Traylent.
Sure.
That was the name of my mom's imaginary friend growing up.
That's like not a real name.
Really?
My mom's imaginary friend growing
imaginary
up was...
Imaginary name for an imaginary friend.
Yeah. I had an imaginary name for my imaginary friends.
I had two of them.
Mine were Lexer and Yunin.
Wow. Okay.
They were really, really rich, but they owned a restaurant in the middle of nowhere. And they had a very Bert and Ernie-like situation in which they were just friends who lived together but weren't gay.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, the jury's still out on Bert and Ernie, I think. So I don't remember.
They're Muppets. They don't have...
gender? They're just asexual creatures?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then why is Kermit attracted to Miss Piggy?
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh,
counter argument.
Because she's a pig. I mean, who wouldn't be?
Well, he actually broke up with her on the new
In the Muppets, yeah. But it's a different
kind of
pig.
A big controversy. Yeah, he went for another pig, so he's got a pig.
He's got a pig thing.
Pig fetish or something like that, yeah.
So,
anyways.
Do you think Lady Gaga has a pig fetish?
Yes.
We're just railing on Lady Gaga in the area. Yeah.
I think people outside the U.S. always wonder
secret holidays we have that we're keeping from them.
Why is Thanksgiving seems to actually be like the big one in the U.S. I think because the other
I mean
one,
it's
like,
the be- it
like,
is the second best holiday. Like,
yeah, but it's only the second best. I mean, Christmas is better.
Yeah, but
I mean,
Christmas is
second best is pretty good.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that too.
Thanksgiving is something that everyone can celebrate, really, as long as you're
it
American.
Is. Yeah,
or you know, whatever.
Honestly,
or you're not against it, or you
to
don't
all
have,
of
you
the
know.
Listeners that are listening now, not Canada, because Canada does Thanksgiving. They do it on a different
day.
But they do Thanksgiving.
Canada Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they do in October.
Get your own thing, Canada.
Oh,
right? Invent your own holiday. What's
See,
up
no,
that?
I was
maple
actually
maple syrup.
Yeah, maple syrup fur trading day. Come on,
Montreal Alouettes celebration day.
Thank your Monties.
Justin Trudeau Day.
So, for the outsiders, it seems like Thanksgiving is just a holiday of food, which honestly,
yes,
I mean it is. Yeah.
So I just wanted to
let me walk you through my Thanksgiving to sell this holiday to anybody. And before I start, you were saying get your own holidays to other countries. I'm going to give exactly the opposite message. To the fine folks in Britain, to the fine folks in Australia, to the fine folks in New Zealand, to the fine folks in any country that is not the U.S., start celebrating Thanksgiving because it is amazing. Now, you do not need to follow any of these traditions because every family does it a little bit differently, and I don't think there's any and there's no wrong way.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a wrong way to celebrate a holiday unless you're, like, murdering people.
Are you serving them and then eating them afterwards? Because I feel like that's pretty Thanksgiving appropriate.
Like, if you're not having turkey, like, I feel like you've kind of failed a little bit.
So turkey is not my favorite meat, but you gotta have it.
Gabby just like shrieked at the thought of that.
Okay. I do like turkey though.
Turkey is not my.
It's not that I've had turkey every time I've celebrated.
Turkey is not my favorite meat.
Oh, but you're not from the U.S.
So it doesn't count. I
mean, it counts. Like, you can celebrate it, but like
okay,
you can exist beyond the turkey boundaries. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, people who I'm talking to,
I can't. No, yeah.
We had a turducken once.
Well, that's fine. There's still a turkey in there.
There's still a turkey in there, yeah. So, okay. So our Thanksgiving is a very long ordeal, but it's the best kind of ordeal in that the eating starts at like 12 noon and it ends at like 8 o'clock and there's not very many breaks in there. And it comprises many different courses. There's an appetizer course that starts at about 12 noon and then there's like a little bit of a break. This is entirely standing. I was loving ours this year because it was mostly hummus-based. There was deviled eggs made with hummus instead of the standard things in the middle.
Deviled egg filling?
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
I do love deviled eggs.
There was homemade cannellini bean hummus, which I made for my party. So it was like the same thing as that.
That was good hummus, yeah.
Yeah, so it was that same stuff. There was a bunch of other things there, too. The endives. We do these little things where we take like Belgian endive leaves and we put a little bit of goat cheese and some dried fruit on them. Very, very good. And then we did that for a little bit. And then we had our salad. We always have salad first at like, 1:30 to tide people over. Because you only want to have one meal on Thanksgiving, but then you have to eat something a little bit before then to tide you over until then. Mm-hmm. So we do that. And we did the soup. I showed you a picture of the soup, Gabby.
It looked really good.
Even though it had butternut squash in it, which means that you probably wouldn't have been all about that.
But I did comment on the consistency. It had a good, like, creamy, thick consistency. And
according
to
my brother, you're wrong.
Okay.
He said
what, creamy soups?
No,
creamier the better.
Not creamy soups, about butternut squash.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
He said your opinion is incorrect.
Okay, well.
Because thin soups are the worst.
To each their
soups.
Own. Yeah, thin soup, like who wants water? Yeah. You may as well just like.
The texture. Like chicken noodle soups can sometimes have that problem. I see pictures of it, I'm like.
But it usually has like a lot of like.
No, like a non-chunky. Yeah,
it has heft.
A non-chunky chicken noodle soup is just a
That's
sad.
That's just a bowl of like salty water.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a sad sight,
it's like
you know?
Chicken broth.
Oh, yeah.
Just pure Swanson's.
Very sad.
So yeah, we had the soup and it had the toasted pumpkin seeds on top and the pumpkin oil and it was very, very good. And then there was a short break and then here's what we had. We had a lot of people at our Thanksgiving. But this is my selling of Thanksgiving, because think about all the good foods that we eat and that you can eat. So we had turkeys, plural. There were enough people to justify two turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing. Stuffing is it like...
Stuffing is the number one.
It is. It's the best food.
It's all about the sweet potatoes.
I mean, those are pretty great. Yeah. But stuffing's the best.
We actually didn't do sweet potatoes this year.
Okay.
But that's very traditional. It's like very traditional to do sweet potatoes or yams. Got the yams. Mm-hmm.
With the marshmallows.
I've never done the marshmallows on the yams or the sweet potatoes.
It's really good. You should do it.
No, but our stuffing, it has sausage in it. It has apples in it. It has celery in it. It has just amazing. It's just, it is, you can pretty much just eat straight stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of people who shred entire Cornish game hens and put them in the stuffing so that it's got the chickeny flavor from the Cornish game hen combined with the turkey flavor from the turkey. There's fresh gravy made from the turkey drippings. There is mashed potatoes. In our family, it's usually garlic mashed potatoes. There's also rice because there's a schism in my family over whether Thanksgiving is better with wild rice or mashed potatoes. So we
wild
make both.
Wild rice, yes. It has such a nice texture.
I'm more...
Now, see, this is a pretty good selling point for Thanksgiving so far.
Yeah.
But...
Okay.
So far, it has not reached its full
tier
2 holiday status.
No.
Here's
I've got
the cherry on top.
Okay, go.
Not, aside from the food.
The football?
You get... Three NFL games.
Okay, see, that kind of sucks in my house.
On a Thursday.
This kind of sucks in my
Fantastic.
House.
Fantastic.
And the reason...
Now, granted, two of those games...
Are the Cowboys
are
and the Lions.
The Cowboys and the Lions. But it's still great. It's better,
okay,
than, it's better
so
than no football.
Part of my family is irate Detroit Lions fans, and the other part of my family is irate Cowboys fans. So which means we have to watch both of those teams and like be serious about it. Shout out to David, who is dressed all in his Cowboys gear on Thanksgiving. He made a great turkey this year. So it was
Wait, who?
David, my brother-in-law.
I'm sorry, David, because...
He's a huge Cowboys
Tony
fan.
Tony Romo threw two pick sixes, and it was awful.
He's going to be working out hearing this, and he's like, oh my God, my podcast is singling me out by name, and somebody I don't know is telling...
And now Tony Romo's just done. It's okay, though. I'm a Dolphins fan, so I feel your pain. And the Cowboys beat the Dolphins, so...
Yeah.
Congrats on that, David. Anyway.
But they destroyed the Houston Texans.
Yeah, and I was there. It was great.
Yeah. I saw that game on TV. It was a defeat. But they also have the Westminster Dog Show, which is amazing.
Yes, yeah, after the parade.
Ooh. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
So you get just like a whole day of amazing TV and also great food.
And the thing is, I was there
it's
with...
perfect.
I was there
everything
with...
It's the American, American dream.
Is, America is about. Yeah.
And I was next to my nephew, and I was telling him, because, you know, he's still learning dog breeds. So I'm like, that's an Afghan hound. See the Afghan hound?
You know what I figured he's still out? Learning what dog breed breeds. Of dog I'd
well,
be
I mean,
if
he's
I was
like,
a dog.
He's like 18 months old. He's not like...
I know, but I feel like... You know, like you act like learning dog breeds is like a
it's a rite of passage,
like a right, yeah. That you need to do.
You know them all.
I do know a lot of dog breeds.
Really? Yeah. I don't know them all for sure, but I know.
Okay, Gabby,
know,
you should celebrate Thanksgiving. You had your sister come over for Thanksgiving,
yeah,
right?
But we didn't celebrate. Anything.
Once I told my parents that, and they were sort of mad for me for not inviting you.
Really? Oh no, it's fine. I had work to do.
Yeah,
a lot of work to do.
You were able to get, and you also took your cat out for a walk, which is very which was very touching.
Yeah. Your cat goes for walks.
So here's the thing: he's not immunized.
Yeah,
right. Immunized.
Immunized.
Yeah.
So he can't actually go outside. He's a strict indoor only cat.
Okay.
But because
I live
in a building,
yeah,
he just goes for walks on the exit stairway on the fire escape stairs.
Does he have like a little leash though?
No.
He just hangs out. Nice.
He just hangs out. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't like to move a lot, so it's great. He doesn't really go that far. But he likes to, like, hop up the stairs like a little bunny. He's hilarious.
It looks fantastic. Like you just, like, kind of station yourself between two floors and just, like,
yeah,
up and down the stairs.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love seeing him enjoy the stairs. He always wants me to take him into other floors so he can, like, sniff everything. And, like, and if anyone has a welcome mat in front of their door, he will scratch the heck out of it. Yeah.
See? No, it's a dog day afternoon for a cat, which is...
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten to some of the better foods of Thanksgiving yet. I mean, we did number one, which is stuffing, but we mentioned the mashed potatoes and the rice. We didn't mention the turnips, which are a thing in my family, but no other family.
I need to comment on turnips.
We don't see turnips. No, I don't know.
I love turnips.
I'm not sure I've ever had a turnip.
I wasn't sure either. So I'm going to tell the backstory to this. I went to the supermarket, and I love beets as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought some golden beetroot. Some like normal pink beetroot, and I was like, "Oh, this is an exotic white beet." Oh.
It's a turnip.
It was a turnip. I had no idea.
But they're great, aren't they? We mash them.
But
like...
wait, so I didn't know it was a turnip. And my beets, I usually just boil. I just steam my beets.
It's a good way to do it.
And so I steamed the turnip, and it started. It's when I was peeling it, I was like, it "Smells a little bit like a radish."
Mm-hmm.
Is this a beet? Like, what is this? I was looking at it, and I was just questioning life. Like, it looks like a radish. It's not a white, I my Google search history has exotic
white
radish.
Radish.
Yeah, because I had no idea what but it was.
That's actually, that's my stripper name is exotic white radish.
And yeah, it turns out
because some women are apples, some women are pears, and some women are radishes.
And it turns out men are carrots.
Yes. Oh yeah, that was
this.
Okay. So we were talking about
why?
You know how
because
we,
like carrot is like a phallic vegetable.
No.
That was actually my initial thought, so, yeah.
No, this is something that my family decided, because we were talking about how men don't have shapes. You know, women, it's like some women are pears and some women are apples.
Yeah.
And we had concluded that men were like
bananas
or columns.
But I also feel like men are like less concerned about their shapes. Like,
I feel like, no, a lot of men are like carrots because they're broad up top and then they narrow.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of men with childbearing hips because they don't need that.
I feel like I'm more cell than me. I'm just
bananas.
The same throughout.
You're the column man.
Column man?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
You're very
That's
Doric.
Thank you.
You're very Doric. No, but we'd mash turnips in our family. We do them like mashed potatoes, but with turnips.
Mm, that sounds good.
They're really good. And then we do what did we do? We did some sort of like a carrot thing this year. The problem with Thanksgiving is that every year we add something, but nobody ever wants to cut anything because everybody loves everything.
Okay.
We had so many different types of bread rolls this year, it wasn't even funny. So Cheryl, my sister's friend, she got rolls and she assumed, okay, I take 4 rolls for the Thanksgiving meal, so I'm going to buy enough rolls, assuming that everybody else takes 4 rolls.
4 is that's a lot of bread for Thanksgiving. Because bread fills you up and then you got so much food. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so there's a very
take it easy on the rolls, Cheryl. Mm-hmm.
There's
not because of your weight or anything, but just like you gotta save
she is very, very thin.
You gotta save room for everything else.
But she's very, very thin.
Okay. I mean, no, that's fine. I don't care what she weighs.
But no, here's the thing.
I'm just concerned for her appetite.
Yeah. Cameron's just giving useful tips. Yeah.
There's a prominent minority in my family. Not a majority, but a very prominent minority that insists on making sandwiches out of everything immediately. So the rolls are important because what they do is they immediately start making sandwiches out of all the food in the Thanksgiving plate.
Well, no, okay. See,
so you know the Mama
Ling Ling's,
the Mama Ling Ling's Thanksgiving
my
sandwich?
My mom makes a Thanksgiving sandwich on Thanksgiving. I'm like, no, that's for the days
that's
after.
That's for the leftovers.
Yeah.
No, people...
Like, you have at least 3 days after of Thanksgiving sandwiches. So just hold off on the sandwich, delay your gratification, and... eat the actual meal.
But we had all those rolls. We had potato rolls, onion rolls.
Thanksgiving tips from me. Yeah, there you go.
Potato rolls, onion rolls, pumpernickel. We also had cornbread, homemade cornbread, and homemade pumpkin biscuits.
Now,
so much bread.
Speaking of pumpkin, I need to question you about
Cranberry. We do cranberry applesauce too.
Because pies are important in Thanksgiving.
The cranberries.
So the center pie in every single Thanksgiving house, the center pie is a pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin, yeah.
Without a question.
What about pecan?
That's a southern thing.
See, we had pecan, but I don't really like pecan pie that much.
It depends on where
I know, right?
It depends on where
I'm a really big apple fan. Apple pie is my favorite thing
of
all time.
Apple pie is
delicious. It really does depend on
plus,
where...
Plus, it's just so satisfying. And apple pie is a good... Yeah, that's
There are different parts of the country here, and they have different opinions. And this is one of the more interesting things I've ever thought, is that in the South, pecan pie is the standard second pie at Thanksgiving. In the Northeast... apple pie is the standard second pie. In the West, cherry pie is the standard second pie.
Mm.
Cherry pie, I say, the
West is getting the wrong end of the
We always did apple as our second. This year, we just did a lot of pumpkin pies, but last year, we did an apple pie. We also did chocolate cupcakes with little Nutella frosting on them. We did a spice cake. Wow. Kim made a spice cake this year, and it was very good.
Good job, Kim.
And her
also, the best part of Thanksgiving, it elevates the pie to its proper... status.
I've been thinking of making
because every other holiday, think about it, like, oh, we're having like 4th of July or someone's birthday, let's get a cake. No.
Pie is
cake
so
is
much
not that good.
Pie
isn't the best.
We always do apple. We do apple pie for 4th of July.
Pie is fantastic.
I've been thinking about having an entirely
on my birthday. I always just ask for a pie. I don't like don't
or
give
a pavlova.
Me a cake.
Pavlova, that's a good
one. What is that?
Oh, you missed it.
Is it?
Oh, you're gonna have.
Is it mouthwatering? Is that what they do at pavlova?
Like I mean, okay, here's the well.
Oh, that was a good. No, right? It's actually named after a ballerina.
Okay, here's the thing. Pavlovas are popular.
So it's very dainty.
Pavlovas are popular inexplicably in 2 countries. They're popular in Russia and they're popular in New Zealand.
Well, actually,
I've never been.
New Zealand is where it originated.
Mm-hmm.
For this ballerina who happened to be Russian.
Are
so
they,
that's
okay. That
makes sense.
Are they
like those little hobbit cakes that they eat?
No.
There are many different.
It's a meringue based
dessert. Oh, I like meringue a lot.
And it has fruit in it. So I feel like you'd appreciate it.
The one that
like
Gabby
pie,
gets, though, is fully half fruit. It's amazing.
It's delicious.
It's like all strawberries.
Where can you get one in
Miami? There's a really good bakery.
Miami area.
In Key Biscayne. I'll give you all the information.
The deets.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to say it live because I need to... This is a special thing.
You don't want everybody knowing about
this. I don't want everyone to know about this.
In terms of price, it's a little much for just an everyday occurrence, but for special occasions, it's not that bad.
And it's worth the price because
you
have to consider how much work and effort goes into that.
I mean, you can make it yourself, but you'd be laying a lot of strawberries individually.
You can't really make it yourself. Like, that lady puts... I don't know what she adds to that.
But you know what? You know what I like even better than that pavlova?
What?
Plugs.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I feel like you always say no way because
that's because I'm always surprised.
It's been an hour.
Okay, so let's have Cameron start.
Yeah, well, we'll start with you. Yeah.
Plugs.
Anything you'd like to plug? Twitter feed, Facebook feed, Instagram.
Any thoughts? Anything
really.
You want to just get
charitable
out?
Organizations.
If anything, if you already follow me on any social media platform, feel free to stop following me. I'm gonna give an anti plug. Yeah. I will not be offended If anything, if you're a person that I don't like that much, then I'll be okay with it. No, I probably
that's
like
great,
I,
the end
I probably part. Like you, but like no, just yeah.
You're also peaking the mics.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're very passionate about this.
The anti plug.
Any charitable organizations or anything like that, or
well, in February I'm gonna be doing this thing where I bike 30 miles for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge.
That's nice.
I guess that's a good plug. Yeah. So
I didn't know you were an avid long distance biker.
He is now.
I don't know. I bike a lot. Yeah. So I decided I might have to do it.
That's what they do in Palmetto Bay.
I don't know like the link to like my page or like I'm raising funds, but so
we'll
so I really
can
can't plug anything. But
we'll or we can.
That's
just
very noble
share
though.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll share it and on the blog.
All right. Cool.
And I am Gabby Degwitz.
As always.
Name hasn't changed. I'm here.
Despite the fact that she said Gabby and not Gabriella.
Yeah. Do I usually say Gabriella? Well,
you
I
always
guess
say Gabby in the introduction.
Website.
You say Gabby or Gabri in the introduction, Gabriella at the end.
Yeah, well, that's my actual name. Gabriella Degwitz. You can find me online at GabriellaDegwitz.com. That's GabriellaDegwitz.
Or Z.
.com. And my blog is at blog.gabrielladegwitz.com.
And how's the portfolio shaping up?
The portfolio is on hold until I am free from my school assignment.
How's the plumbing shaping up?
Don't talk. That's what I'm doing after this.
Hmm.
It is shaping up very slowly, but it'll get done.
Add traps.
That's been done because I've done sanitary and water supply. I'm doing storm and fire protection now, so... Just in case my plumbing professor or senior design professors are listening to this, which I hope you're not, and you have better things to do with your time than this.
Well, what if they're working
like,
out?
I hope you're not spying on me.
Well,
that,
no, what if
would be weird. I don't know. I don't want them to listen.
Let's
to this.
Listen to her podcast and see if she's
like,
doing her homework.
Exactly. Let's. I'm getting my work done, guys. Don't worry.
I pictured Cameron's impersonation of the professor as being sitting in front of a fire, drinking a glass of brandy, like not like a snifter of brandy, like an entire glass
like,
of brandy.
Okay, let's see if she's getting her work done.
A Persian cat sits alluringly on his lap while he pets it, and even though he's got the only light in his house is the fireplace, even though it's Miami and he has no reason to keep a fire.
He just has no windows.
It's very carpeted too. Yeah. It's like a hunting den. He's got a.
Just sounds like a huge fire hazard.
See, you're learning.
I'm learning. Okay. Kevin, it's your turn.
My name is Kevin Sands. I say stuff, and thus my Twitter feed is at Kevin Says Stuff, at KevinSaysStuff. It's all right. I also have two shows, Space Pop FM with Luan Garcia on Tuesday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. Luan has actually committed in writing that he
finally,
will show up.
Yeah,
finally.
I have it in writing. I have a paper trail of this.
Oh, you mean this show?
I feel he's our white whale of a guest.
Oh, wow.
he is to us what Lorne Michaels was to Mark Maron.
Oh, that was a great episode, by the way.
It was. Two interviews, one episode.
Mm-hmm.
I love it on podcasts where they talk about other podcasts.
I do.
It's weird because it's almost like in commercials. Have you ever heard commercials that refer to other commercials? It's really weird because I feel like commercials exist in a universe where commercials don't exist.
Yeah.
If you think about it, because they're just enthusiastically talking about products as if nothing's weird.
Yeah. And you know what is funny? Now, every time I watch a moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis commercial, I know I was saying that wrong. I just think back to the how weird it is. Like every time they say it, it sounds even
like nobody
weirder
would say it
that
way.
They're like, oh, my God, can you believe that my moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis.
Plaque psoriasis.
Moderate to severe plaque.
It was plaque psoriasis. It wasn't even.
No, there is a commercial
that's
for
a
moderate
common
to
one.
There is
rheumatoid arthritis is another one.
But
yeah.
There is the one I mentioned on the podcast is moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Yeah.
And not just psoriasis. That's what you would just say psoriasis.
Yeah.
I also have another show. It's called Kevin Sandscapes because I'm an idiot.
Is that the name of your rotation show now?
It is. Nice. Yeah. It's Wednesdays 4 to 6 p.m. Kevin Sandscapes. It's like sand washing up in a beach, except with more tunes. And
nice.
I do giveaways, too, so you can win tickets.
Oh, free stuff, guys.
I gave away some Basil stuff yesterday.
Oh, I couldn't
which
use
will t-
I,
Which will tell you when this was recorded.
I could have used those.
Oh, it was, man. For like, well, I mean,
so
it was for.
I don't get to go to any Basel events because
I'm purchasing someone Craigslist as we speak. brokering a deal.
Jamie XX, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Will you? All right. Any
great way to end this?
Any final words, Cameron, to close us off?
Keep on chugling, everybody.
Keep on chugling. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. By the way,
thanks for having me. Anytime, I'd love to come back. It's fun.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right. Well, thanks for listening in. And as Gabby likes to say,
keep it classy.
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked to say that.
I just came up with that off the top.